Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In, a broadcast where we focus on communication, relationships, and personal growth with actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live your best life. Today, we're talking about relationships. Last time, we talked about understanding people. If you missed that episode, no worries. You can catch it on the Dialed In podcast from July 9th, 2019. Today, our relationship focus is on toxic people. Now, let me start by saying that we are each on our own journey, and this topic is not meant to put anyone down in any way. You see, as we grow, we gain awareness and understanding of ourselves, and that can lead us to see the need for relationships to change. When I say toxic people, I'm really referring to people that don't serve where you're going in your life. These are individuals that make you feel heavy after you've been around them. You may feel drained, frustrated, or just plain bad after you've spent time with them. Now, it takes awareness in yourself and in how you're feeling in order to even recognize who these individuals are in your life. You see, you can't change your life or your relationships if you're not growing. So if you don't have a plan for personal growth in your life, I would highly recommend that you get one. This is a first step towards living a life that you love, towards staying dialed in to the goals and the wishes and the desires on your heart so you can move forward to live your best life. For me, my journey began when the pain of staying stuck where I was outweighed the fear of getting help. Once I began working with a coach well over a decade ago, I realized how many of the people that I surrounded myself with were not propelling me forward. For me, I became aware of toxic behaviors that I was allowing and engaging in and decided to make some changes. But it began with a few simple steps. Now, I said simple, not necessarily easy. So today I'm going to share with you three steps to help you surround yourself with people who are for you, with people who will help move you forward, who celebrate you and not just tolerate you. All right, step number one, knowing who you are. Now, when I started working with a coach, I had no idea who I was. Now, I didn't realize I had no idea who I was until he started asking me questions about who I was, and I realized that when I spent time with different groups of people in different situations, I changed who I was, what I sounded like, how I behaved in order to fit in. I was kind of a chameleon, and I was walking around trying to please everyone because, well, I didn't feel worthy to just be who I was. And so he challenged me to spend some time getting to know myself. I'm sure you've all heard the saying, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. Well, if you don't know who you are and the foundation of what you believe in, then you can't possibly know who you want to be around or where you're going in your life. So, how do you do this? Well, I have three ways. Number one, ask the people in your life who are the lifters, the people when you're around them, you feel better just because you've been with them. Ask those people who really know you to tell you some of your best qualities. And it can be as simple as an email or a face-to-face conversation saying, hey, I'm diving in to try to figure out my top three best traits. And I wondered if you could help me see those from your perspective. What do you think my three best traits are? And after you ask several people this, you'll start to see a pattern in what they tell you. And yes, it can feel awkward, but if it's with people that are really lifters in your life, they're not going to make fun of you for asking, and they're not going to make you feel small for asking. This is a great step towards growing your awareness. All right, another way that you can know who you are, and I think I probably mentioned this on the July 9th podcast as well, but you can complete assessments like StrengthsFinders, DISC, or Standout 2.0. Now, there are also a ton of other assessments that you can find online, but I am really partial to DISC because I like how comprehensive it is and how it helps you not only know who you are, but it also gives you ways to relate to the other personality styles. Now, if you want to complete a DISC assessment and review, just go to my website at bethanyclem.com for more information. There's a tab that's all about DISC when you get to the homepage. All right, a third way to know who you are is to sit down and think. Think about what your values are and what your priorities are. This will help you understand who you are and what you stand for. All right, the next step towards eliminating toxicity in your life. Number two, identify what your boundaries are. Now, we teach people how to treat us by what we allow in relationships. I had a client once who had so much potential, and she wanted the best for everyone around her. And in an effort to share her kindness, she consistently allowed people to take advantage of her. You see, she was in relationships where she gave and she gave and she gave, but the other people weren't giving back. And that left her feeling let down and discouraged much of the time. Her outlook suffered greatly, and she frankly felt stuck in her life. I watched her start to identify who she was, and she began to see the implications of spending time with people who were in a place in their lives where they could only take and not give. So she started making intentional choices to set boundaries on those relationships or eliminate those relationships. And those choices moved her forward in a quick way. You see, we all have blind spots. Obviously, if we're doing something that doesn't move us forward, we don't want to do that. But sometimes we can't tell that what we're doing is keeping us stuck. We all have things in our lives that block us from being our best. And oftentimes, working with someone who has a higher level of awareness can give us a new perspective to help us move past those blind spots and into a place of growth that allows us to stay dialed in to living our best life. We can set boundaries on relationships and choose who we spend our time with and what that time looks like. So here's three questions for you around boundaries. First, how much time do you spend with people who are energy suckers? And going forward, how much time are you going to limit with the people who are energy suckers? Second question, how will you handle situations with those individuals or with any individual when the conversation goes to a place that is negative for you? Have some key conversation changers in your pocket that you can pull out to redirect the conversation. That will help you set appropriate boundaries in your relationships and also help you drive the conversations so they stay positive and they don't suck energy. And the last question, what are your non-negotiables? What are things that you refuse to tolerate in relationships? I had a client contact me this week and tell me that for the first time ever, she stood her ground to a friend that habitually blows her off. She has a friend that she's known for years, and they make plans, And, you know, every third or fourth time they make plans, her friend will ditch her. And she was really looking forward to an afternoon with this person and had set a lot of things aside to spend time with her. And at the last minute, she ditched her. And for the first time, my client called her on it in a very kind and loving way. But she laid down boundaries and said, "This isn't okay. I need you to be honest with me if you're not able to fulfill a commitment that we've made, because I've set time aside and I don't want to waste your time and I don't want you to waste mine." And it has changed the tone in their relationship. All right. Third thing you can do to eliminate toxicity in your life. Three words. Choose your tribe. Choose your tribe. As we grow, it's vital to spend more time with people who look like our future rather than our past. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have lifelong friends, but what it does mean is that we want to seek people that look like our future selves more than seeking out people that look like who we used to be, because they will propel us forward. So, how do you do this? Okay, you start where you are. You always start where you are. Start with what and who is in front of you. Reach out to people that inspire you, who you admire, or maybe those who are on a similar journey and maybe just a few steps ahead of you. Ask for 10 minutes of their time. Treat them to coffee. Connect with them via email. Reach out to them and ask to be part of a club or an organization that they lead. Connect with people who are like-minded. If you don't have them in person in your community or in your city, find them on the internet. It's limitless. There are millions of people out there, and there are definitely people that are doing what you want to do that are steps ahead of you. You can join groups in person or online that help move you forward. Facebook groups are a great resource for this. Simply search in the group section of Facebook and you'll come up with all kinds of like-minded people in whatever area you're looking to grow. Read books by people who are ahead of you. So if you don't have people with you physically in your communities, pick up some books. John Maxwell has great books out, books by Brené Brown. My friend Allison Little has a couple books out that will really help you move forward and reach your goals in your life. And then reduce the time that you're spending with people who are negative. Choose your tribe. Again, it's vital to spend time with people who look like your future self rather than your past. Just because someone has been your friend for years doesn't mean that that relationship doesn't change or can't evolve. People are at different levels of awareness. That's just how it is. And when we're growing in our lives, we have to be aware of who we are, what we allow, and who we surround ourselves with. This is a big deal when it comes to staying dialed in and living our best lives. So dive into this week. Take 10 minutes every morning for the next 7 days and think about the questions in this podcast. Have more questions? Reach out to me at bethany@bethanyclem.com. I love hearing from you. I love knowing what you're thinking and answering your questions. I'm here to help you use your gifts and talents to stay dialed in and live your best life. I am cheering you on and I believe in you. Until next time, shine bright, monitor your relationships, and stay dialed in.